This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You are under fire in America, conservatives, pragmatists, Republicans, libertarians, free thinkers, whatever you want to call yourselves. You are the smartest people on the planet. You've learned how to read between the lines. You've learned to read the tea leaves. You've learned how that you can take information and you can assimilate it faster than any other culture on the planet. You are the best at it. You don't always use it. You don't always use your superpowers for understanding what's going on, and that's okay. That's why people like me exist. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm watching right now, and you are as well. We're witnessing Democrats try old strategies. And by the way, while all of this is going on, they're doing a host of other things, like restructuring, redistricting, gerrymandering. They're trying things like getting rid of the Electoral College. They're doing things like adding people to the voter rolls that should not be there. They don't want to clean it up. There's a host of things that they're doing that they shouldn't be doing. 844-551-8255, KJRadio.com. Watching these guys try old strategies, they lost in 2016. Using the old, tired Alinsky playbook. The Alinsky playbook worked marvelously for decades. Divide and conquer, single out a target, tell the lie until it becomes the truth, and on and on and on. But you know what Alinsky never anticipated? He never anticipated a person willing to fight back at all cost and who would have won over an electorate to the level of faithfulness, if you will. In other words, your undying, unwavering support of Donald Trump has allowed him to stay the course. You should give yourselves a hand for that. You should be proud of yourselves, because that's why. It takes those two things. It takes a leader who says, I don't really give a crap what you think. And then it takes people who say, we will follow him. I don't know about you. I've told many people, I'm a leader. I don't know that I'm a born leader, but I think I am. But I'm a cultivated leader. And a good leader is willing to follow somebody who's also a good leader. Because that's how you learn. Now, being honest, there's not much that Trump's doing that I go, ooh, he's such a leader, I'll follow him. Because what Trump is doing is pretty much what I would be doing. You have to be willing to stand on principle. I lost my job at Fox because I stood on principle. Do you know, everywhere I go, there's not a city I've gone to recently where somebody, a stranger to me, didn't come up and say, oh my gosh, I love your work on Fox. I was so mad when they fired you. I would say 80% of the people who I meet who recognize me from Fox News will say to me, I miss you. I'm mad that you're off there. And in some cases, they tell me they stop watching. Okay. I never put out anything that said stop watching. I never tried to damage Fox in any way. Go watch it. Don't watch it. I don't care. I told many people I rarely watched Fox when I was on it, and I don't watch it at all now. And it's not to be vindictive. It's just that I don't really have a reason to. Those people are no longer my friends. And when I say that, I don't mean that I'm being, catty about it. Once you leave Fox, Hannity doesn't want you. You can't come on his radio show. I reached out to Tucker because he was doing something on the road with homeless people, and I have an expert in homelessness that asked me to do that. Nothing back from them. I'm not saying that Tucker is, he's still a nice guy. If I see him places, he'll say hello. But I'm saying that once you leave the Fox family, then that's it. So I've been working on something new here, and it's going to give Fox a run for their money. And we'll see what happens here. I'm not going to get, until it's done, it's been dragging out, honestly, for 4 months. And until it's done, I'm not going to make any more announcements about it. But anyway, I want to go back to the strategy of the Democrats. So they got this Zelensky model that has worked, and it's forced them to continue the lie. They've got to continue it. The Russian collusion thing is gone. Adam Schiff is no longer talking about all the evidence he has that's against Donald Trump. All right? I want you to notice the shift in Schiff. No more talk of that. Everything shifted to impeachment. And so the Democrats had a closed-door meeting where they said to Nancy Pelosi, you need to get on the bandwagon. We need to impeach him. And I'm going to go into a lot more detail on this later in the broadcast. But we need to impeach him. And Nancy Pelosi, we don't have an impeachable defense. There's nothing he's done. What do you want me to impeach him for? Impeach him for fighting for his rights? Or what? There's logically nothing for Donald Trump to be impeached for, which makes him even crazier. Because when there's nothing to impeach somebody for, because he's innocent, that's for the Democrats, that's as guilty as you could be. You got to remember, they work in opposite mode. Forget logic and reason. And so, you are the smartest people on the planet. Therefore, they must treat you dumb. So they treat you as if you're dumb by offending your sensibilities and saying, you need to impeach Donald Trump. For what? Well, let's retry our old strategies. He won't give us his taxes. He's not required to. We'll make it a requirement. We will bring it into a judge that's friendly to us, and we will make it a requirement. So what Donald Trump ran on, got elected for president, etc., is now illegal. I want you to understand it's illegal now for a president not to give up his taxes, even though it's never been illegal before. Well, they've all voluntarily done it. Well, great. Good for them. What makes it illegal?
Well, now he needs to do it. Mean old meanie.
And so what's the next part of the strategy? I'll lay this out more in a bit, but next part, Donald Trump's got to be the child in the room. Remember when they made the comment, Hillary Clinton was the only adult in the room, and Hillary would say that, I was the only adult in the room. And they thought that was going to do it because, oh, people think Donald Trump is just he's a crazy man.
Yeah.
No. Donald Trump's the adult in the room. Donald Trump is the person that says, I'm looking at all these problems, and I understand how you people get nothing done. Now I get it. I understand why you push things to kick the can and all that, because you're all crooks. You're all fleecing the American people. You know this. And the person who's exposing it is the person they want to get the most, and that's Donald J. Trump. Trust me, folks, it isn't going to work, but it's going to depend on your vigilance and stick-to-itiveness.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It was a very positive, respectful sharing of ideas, and I think a very impressive presentation by our chairs. Would you believe that it's important for to follow the facts? We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States, and we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
We're going to dive more into that comment of Pelosi here in just a bit. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, because Pelosi actually goes further after saying Trump's involved in a cover-up. It would be like somebody saying, we want to get his medical records. And you go, wait, you can't get my medical records. He's involved in a cover-up. He doesn't want to show us his medical records. KJRadio.com. It's funny to me to watch the Democrats implode, and they think the shifting strategies is going to work. But here's what I'm going to ask them every single time. Hey, Adam Schiff, where's the conclusive evidence you supposedly had on Russian collusion? And oh, by the way, you think this little procedural gambit of yours by saying Trump doesn't want to give us his taxes, you think we're going to fall for that? KJRadio.com. This audience, the greater audience at large, we do not fall for nonsense. But as I said earlier, two things now. Trump's taxes, and now he's the child in the room. Why? Because he doesn't want to give you the goods. Donald Trump, he's being childish. We've been asking for this. He hasn't given it to us. Yeah, because he doesn't have to. My kid asked for sugar one time for breakfast, and I said, no, you can't have it. See, that's what people do when they're the big people in the room. They don't let you do the things that you want to do as a little kid. But here's Schumer talking about Donald Trump from the meeting in the White House.
To watch what happened in the White House would make your jaw drop. We Democrats believe in infrastructure. We believe our roads and bridges need repair. We believe that rural America, as well as inner city America, needs broadband. We believe that to bring clean, new energy around the country, we need a power grid modernized and updated. We believe in modernizing our transportation fleet with electric cars. We believe in all these things. And so, despite signals in the previous few weeks that he might not be serious, we went forward. We came here very seriously. The president asked in his letter last night, where would Democrats spend the money on infrastructure? I was prepared to give him a 35-page plan detailing this.
Schumer, he says, hey, we came there with good intentions. We wanted to talk about infrastructure. Oh, but, you know, there is that nasty little thing of the cover-up. And then he goes on down, we were going to talk about broadband, power grids, electric cars. We came seriously. And I love when they do this. They always give you the number of pages. I had a 35-page plan. Ooh, versus what, a 17-page plan? For, you know, the new bill is 480 pages. We get so caught up in minutia. Hey, Chuck, let me tell you what your plan could involve. Your plan could have been 3 pages. And it could have been, Mr. President, we support putting broadband as broadly as we can and making it a free service. Now, you know that the telecommunications people are not going to like that. We support a power grid that understands that we still are going to have fossil fuels, blah, blah, blah. Electric cars? What do you want to say? We want to make a transition to electric cars. It is. Remember, a decade ago, if you had an electric car, it was difficult to find a place to plug in. Now it's everywhere. There's hardly anywhere I go where you can't charge an electric car. So you only need a 3-page plan. Not that it matters. And hey, Chuck, here's a plan. How about you work with the president? How about you support his efforts? Anyway, he doesn't. Anyway, the president, he comes back and here's what he has to say. And I think this is a brilliant move on his part. He did the right thing to walk out of a meeting with these crazy Democrats.
So I came here to do a meeting on infrastructure with Democrats, not really thinking they wanted to do infrastructure or anything else other than investigate. And I just saw that Nancy Pelosi, just before our meeting, made a statement that we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up. Well, it turns out I'm the most, and I think most of you would agree to this, I'm the most transparent president probably in the history of this country. We have given, on a witch hunt, on a hoax, the whole thing with Russia was a hoax. Instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk in to look at people that had just said that I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups.
So as I said earlier, and as I'll say from another part of the show, later on in the broadcast, because we're going to cover this a little bit, and I think that, you know, I'm providing some insight, because what I'm trying to explain here, folks, is the shifts. The things that, and you probably see them because you're bright people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, or else, where else would you be listening to some other guy, some other girl? No, you're bright because you're listening to my show. And if you're smart, you download the podcast at kjradio.com and you continue to listen. And I don't profess to be right about everything, but it's my opinion and it's right because it's my opinion in the sense that I believe it. But I expect you to apply your own logic. So what I'm telling you is the Democrats have lost the battle of Russian collusion. It's over. They know it. And what they've decided to do is to shift their strategy to getting Trump on trumped up charges. And it's such a ridiculous thing that in their minds, it seems right. I want you to understand these people are demented, deranged. They are lunatics. And the more you explain that to them, the more dogmatic they fight you and say, no, no, I'm not crazy. You're crazy, man. You're the crazy one for thinking I'm... And you're going, no, 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 you're the crazy one. But they don't want to believe it. So they go into a meeting antagonistic. Oh, we think you're in the midst of a cover-up, but let's work together here. Let's get an infrastructure bill. And Donald Trump says, you know what? I'm not doing anything with you that makes the American people believe I'm going to work with people who believe I'm in the midst of a cover-up. Had he gone forward with this meeting, he would have been saying, it's okay what she said. And see, they wanted that. They wanted him to be an appeaser. They needed Donald Trump to be an appeaser. And he was smart enough to say, no, you can't make a statement about me being part of a cover-up, then say, I'm going to introduce an infrastructure bill as a tainted guy. They're not used to dealing with somebody who understands the long play. Now, George Bush would have taken a meeting. He would have been, you know, well, I know what Nancy said, you know, what she said about me, but, you know, that's just, you know, that's politics or whatever. No, that's trying to win in public opinion, and them trying to say they I don't know what they figured, to be honest with you. I don't know if they thought he would walk out. They probably planned on him still going through with it. Sounds like that's what Schumer was thinking. But Trump sniffed it out, and he says, I'm not playing your game, and I don't care what you think the politics are. I'll win in the end. And he's right.
Kevin Jackson Radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's looking forward to Attorney General William Barr declassifying documents related to the start of the Russia investigation.
So everything that they need is declassified, and they'll be able to see how this hoax or witch hunt started and why it started. It was an attempted coup or an attempted takedown of the President of the United States.
The president speaking to reporters before heading off to Japan in Air Force One. Officials in Oklahoma held a news conference on Friday to provide an update on the flooding along the Arkansas River. Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum.
The elevation of the Arkansas was projected to be at 23 feet in Tulsa. That's what so much of the mapping that we've put out there has shown and been based on. In reality, it's measuring in at 22.22 feet.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This HouseSmart's Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Whether you're dreaming of a new patio or need to replace the deck, don't delay booking a pro for your projects. Their schedules tend to fill up quickly in the summer. And before you sign that contract, though, be sure to take time to research who you're hiring. Read reviews online, ask for references, and always get at least 3 bids. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up from our store right to your door. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale happening now only at Ace.
Offer valid for Ace Reward members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Battles waged amongst the brain-dead, moronic Democrats, folks. Don't take them for granted for 1 second. It doesn't matter that we're right. It doesn't matter that conservatism, pragmatism, whatever you want to call it, is the way to go. It's the smart move. Democrats are going to try to destroy us. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. They hate that you elected Donald Trump. They hate you for this. I can't describe the level of vitriol, the level of disgust they have for you for thwarting their plans. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You ruined their plans. And so now they got to get you back. And here's what's interesting. So they couldn't get Trump through Mueller. The witch hunt turned into a con job. So then they said, let's go back to the taxes. And on procedural things, they think that they're going to get Donald Trump. And that's going to be his obstruction from them getting his taxes. So they've gone to court, and Obama appointed judge says, oh, yeah, there's a everybody should have to put their taxes publicly. I don't know what the details are. So now the Congress is going through and they're trying to procedurally say that Donald Trump not wanting to give his taxes, which is something that's been happening for the better part of 2 years, is now procedurally obstructing justice. They couldn't get him on the Russian thing. So now he's obstructing justice because procedurally they want his taxes. He won't give them to them. And so Nancy Pelosi pretty much says, what's interesting about it is impeachment's been talked about, and multiple times Pelosi says, we don't have any reason to, we have no way to impeach him, we have no way to impeach him. But that is the strategy. And I'm going to go back to what Al Green said, and then I want to play Pelosi's clip. Congressman Al Green, member of the Congressional Black Caucus, wanted to impeach Trump, but he says, the only way we win is if we can impeach Trump.
And you've been calling for starting articles of impeachment since 2017, but a new Quinnipiac poll taken after the release of the redacted Mueller report found that 66% say Congress should not start impeachment proceedings. And there's a sharp partisan divide, as we all know, with only 4% of Republicans favoring impeachment. Congressman, are you concerned that impeachment talk may actually help the president's reelection?
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected. If we don't impeach him, he will say he has been vindicated. He will say the Democrats had an overwhelming majority in the House and they didn't take up impeachment. He will say that we had a constitutional duty to do it if it was there and we didn't. He will say that he has been vindicated. But here's what I say. We're confronting a constitutional crisis as I speak to you. As I look the people of America in the eye, I'm telling you, view, we have a constitutional crisis. When the chief executive officer, the president of the United States, refuses to comply with subpoenas and says he will order others to do so, this creates a constitutional crisis. But this isn't the genesis of it. It started when the president decided he would fire Mr. Comey for his as a result of his desire not to be investigated.
Now understand, Pelosi up to this point has known there is nothing to get Trump over. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Donald Trump's done nothing wrong. They've spent over $30 million, $35, Donald Trump's now saying $40 million on this two-plus year investigation, been vindicated. I thought on May 15th they were supposed to be subpoenaing Robert Mueller. Has anybody heard of any talk about subpoenaing Mueller? Has anybody talked about subpoenaing Barr? No, they've made a shift now because they think they've got a procedural reason to get President Trump. Here's Pelosi.
In order to have an investigation of any kind, if you want to call it impeachment or whatever, you have to have the subpoena. You have to go to court. You have to develop your case. Then we have the Richie Neal, chair of the Ways and Means Committee. The law could not be clearer. The IRS shall turn over the documents to the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. And so we feel that we'll be in strong, that's the clearest possible case. Okay. So then one more is Foreign Affairs, which has had hours of testimony from Secretary Tillerson. I've been out this morning, so I haven't heard what some of the results of that are yet. But understand that, you know, intelligence, we're getting the documents. Government reform, we've won the court case, two actually. Financial services, we're in court right now, and this is a very good case for us, all built on investigation. Ways and means, and again, the Judiciary Committee. So we're very proud of the work that our leadership on those committees, the work that they have done, and they have taken us to a place where we get more information to predicate the next series of actions. But this is why I think the president was so steamed off this morning, because the fact is, in plain sight, in the public domain, this president is obstructing justice, and he's engaged in a cover-up. And that could be an impeachable offense.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So much to dissect here. IRS shall turn over the documents to the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. So they want us to, they want Donald Trump. He better do this because now we've got a case. There's a cover-up. Now, let's just stop for 1 second and ask ourselves, okay, there was supposed to be a cover-up of Donald Trump working with the Russians and getting elected. That cover-up doesn't exist. So the new cover-up is a guy who runs for president who's not required to show his taxes is now not showing his taxes. That's the new cover-up. KJRadio.com, where we make sense of the lunacy of the left. What Pelosi and others want you to believe is that Donald Trump, I mean, think about this. The idea here is that Donald Trump is feathering his own nest, that he is so corrupt, he's messing with the United States. Now, this is a man who says, I want tax breaks for all of the American citizens. He's built an economy that is the strongest in modern history. It may be the strongest ever outside of the fact that we keep spending too much money. He's protecting us from predatory trade practices that where America loses $800 billion a year. He's worked to make capitalism stronger in the sense that he's not letting the Chinese steal our intellectual property or forcing us to turn over technology transfers, which is part of the trade agreement that we had in place from the previous administration. He's protecting us from invaders, marauders, drug dealers, human traffickers, and so on. I could go on. And meanwhile, he's given up all his interest in businesses, et cetera, pushing that off onto other people, and files his required reports. But Nancy Pelosi wants you to believe that Donald Trump is obstructing justice, because you, who now have the lowest unemployment, probably the best 401ks you've had in years. And all across the board, in practically every economic indicator, you're winning. The country is winning. And Nancy Pelosi wants you to believe that Donald Trump is obstructing justice in some kind of a way. So here's what she says. She says he's required to turn over these documents now that the ruling has occurred. And that's a lie. He can continue to fight in court, and that's what he's doing. He's saying, I'm not turning over anything until we've filed a new appeal. And he's going to win. And then I love what she said. Foreign affairs, we've got hours of testimony from Secretary Tillerson. What's that got to do with anything? Where's Tillerson's name come up in any of this? And she says, in intelligence, we're getting the documents. So in other words, they're trying to use the system to gather the Trump's documents. Well, they got him one other time before, and you know how that worked out. She says government reform, as if that's some sort of a department. And then finally, she says financial services, we're going to court. All very good for us. But here's what the statement that got me. She says, we're proud of the work of the leadership on these committees. So here's what Nancy Pelosi is proud of. She's proud of the fact that they are continuing a witch hunt against a president whose mantra is make America great again, and who, as I described, has done everything in his power to do that. They've proven without a shadow of a doubt he's done nothing wrong with the Russians. In fact, we know that this investigation now points at the Democrats, and all in order to save their butts, Nancy Pelosi says, we've done good work here. You want to know what their work is? Nancy Pelosi's job is to protect the Democrats' butts no matter what. That is what they call putting in work. Proud of the work on those committees. More information to predicate the next series of actions. Well, good luck, because let me tell you, the American people see through this ruse. But there's bigger issues going on that we'll talk about later as well. It has to do with the Electoral College. We'll
be this up. Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the...
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States and Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I have a knack for noticing the shift in strategies. It comes from being a management consultant focused on risk. You probably have this too. I think it's innate in most of us. If you're smart, if you're astute, you can understand when the game has changed. And the game has definitely changed. It's like understanding the world around you and going, wait a minute, this not used to not be this way. I don't know if you know this, but you're programmed. You ever play those games where you got to find the difference between one picture and another, and they'll make a slight tweak, like the guy will lose an eyebrow, and you have to circle that. That's the difference between one picture or the other. Maybe he's got a little bigger butt, or he's wearing a different sock, things like that. And so you can, your eye will look and detect that. But you know what your eye detects more than anything? It detects movement. If you have something and you're looking at it, and then suddenly there's a movement, you are programmed by nature, by God. You are programmed to be able to detect that movement instantaneously. It can be the difference between life and death. And so there's also the same thing that triggers your mind. a story that it's been going along and it's kind of the same, and then suddenly there's a movement and you can see it. And I've got the ability to do that. You've got the ability. And the only difference is do we train that ability? So when I look at a story and I say, Russia collusion, Russia collusion, Russian collusion, Russian collusion, and we've gone for 2 years talking about Russian collusion, and the Democrats have got all this information, and all, you know, they're going to make Trump pay. He's going to be completely in prison. He's going to be impeached or whatever else. And they've got all the evidence to support it. And then suddenly there's movement. Now, there was a big movement in the Russian collusion saga where Mueller comes out with his report. I told you guys already, I go, look, there's already been little movements, micro movements, that are going to verify that the Democrats have absolutely nothing. Let me give you a big one that most people probably dismissed in their own, you know, ability to discern the truth from the lie. But the biggest thing that happened was there were no leaks. There was nothing coming out about, well, ooh, they've got this information, or Donald Trump's in big trouble, or whatever. There were no leaks. Nothing. In a complete farce of an investigation run by a Democrat, the most partisan, hardcore, pro-Hillary, anti-Trump Democrats on the planet, led by the very same types of people within the Justice Department, remnants of Obama's administration, but remnants of decades of leftism, and not a single leak about how bad it was going to be for Trump. Nothing. There were Democrats fighting to keep information from being made public, like what the FBI had said. Oh, that was movement number two. That was big. We don't want the information for the FBI getting out. It's a matter of, what did they say? National security. So see, I'm looking at this story that's cruising along the way, and suddenly, boom, we hit a roadblock that people probably didn't notice. Some of them didn't. As I've explained, the roadblock of no leaks. The roadblock of them blocking the FBI. As soon as we get to something, oh, we can't release that. It'll be bad news. It's a matter of national security. And there were many other more subtle things that were happening along the way. The level of desperation grew. Things like this. So the Mueller report comes out, right? It exonerates Trump. Completely. 100%, not 99, not 99.9. 100% exonerates Trump. The Democrats continue, and then what happens? So suddenly, the Mueller report, it was obstruction. There still could possibly be obstruction. It could possibly be obstruction. Possibly be obstruction. So that's the new path. And then suddenly they go, we need to get Mueller in here to testify. Wait a minute. There's a big change in the scenery. Then it was Barr. Barr, who did nothing except take, I don't know, a 480-page report and summarize it in four pages and say, he came up with no obstruction. We need his head on a platter. So suddenly, they want Barr's head on a platter. They want Mueller to testify. And then where are we? Can any of you tell me where are we today? Where's Barr? Is Barr's head on a platter? When is he supposed to testify? I haven't seen a single call for Barr to testify in a week. Where's Mueller? Here's what Politico wrote. They said, the first thing you notice during a marathon spree of watching Robert Mueller testify before Congress is his voice. This is not because his voice is striking, although it is, in a way, a crisp and direct tenor, but because you're hearing it at all. For 2 years, the special counsel running the Russian probe, the man at the center of the most talked about and speculated upon American investigation in decades, has not said a word in a public forum. His team's official pronouncements came via indictments and courtroom arguments, as well as a couple of on-the-record statements pushing back against media reports or other critics. Neither Mueller nor any of his prosecutors gave an interview. Mueller himself was spied on occasionally at the airport or walking down a Washington, D.C. street or dining with his wife at his go-to casual restaurant, never speaking to the public. So they're saying Mueller's not a guy that ever talks to the public. He hasn't been required or requested. Well, he was requested. He was supposed to testify on May the 15th, and it didn't happen. And I'm asking you, do you see the change in the picture? Because there's been a change in the picture. Barr is that he was, we want Barr to testify. And so Donald Trump says, you know what? I wouldn't testify while I was Barr, but I'm not going to ban him from testifying. Barr says, I'm happy to testify. Then they say, we want so-and-so. Barr goes, you can have Mueller. I don't care. Take Mueller. Have him testify. I personally, I would love to see Mueller testify. Because let me tell you what, it's exactly what the Democrats don't want, and they know that. They know they don't want it. That's why they're asking for it. They asked for Barr. They don't want it. That's why they're asking for it. Now, Barr is an obstructionist. They want him arrested, and they want everybody. He needs to be under arrest, 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 arrest. For what? So then they shift the gears. Oh, well, we'll get McCann. He's White House counsel. He has no obligation to testify. Then they're saying they want Hope Hicks, the chick that was fired because she was leaking information from the – she was Ryan's Priebus's – no, I take that back. That wasn't her. That was a lady named Katie. But they want Hope Hicks. So anyway, I pulled a few things because I was curious. If they want Mueller so badly, why are we no longer talking about that? Why are we now talking about Iran's policy? Why are we talking about North Korea? Why aren't we talking about the thing you claim you want the most, the thing that's going to impeach the president? Why are you not talking about that? Now we're talking about Trump's taxes and the fact that because he didn't give his taxes to him, oh, well, suddenly he's obstructing. Schiff, I talked about this earlier, he said he had proof. He was asking me,
well, we have proof that the president and the obstructor address was the Russians, and, you know, we're going to provide that proof.
And everybody's asking, well, where's proof? Where's the proof? Where's the proof? Anyway, I pulled Mueller stuff, just things that on him testifying. And here's what I came up with. I asked Mueller to testify, something like that. And here's what I got on Google. I watched, this is a political article, I watched 20 hours of Robert Mueller testifying. Here's what Congress would be in for, is what, it doesn't finish it, but in for. And the piece that I read about Mueller not testifying, not appearing, was in that article. Here's another one, Bloomberg. Mueller shuns public hearing as talks stall with White House Democrats. With House Democrats. Mueller shuns public hearing as talks stall. Why? How could it possibly talks stall when the Attorney General says Mueller can testify, the Democrats want him to testify? How could talks possibly stall? Then, here's the other one. Politico. Dems struggle to secure testimony from a wary Mueller. You want to know why Mueller is wary? Is because Mueller knows that you want to talk about a perjury trap or trying to figure out how you can spin that Donald Trump did nothing wrong and you spent 2 years going after him and you spent 30 plus, maybe up to $40 million. No wonder he doesn't want to testify. Here's another one. Robert Mueller won't testify next week. Date is up in the air. That's a CNN article. Here's another one from the New York Times. Mueller will not testify next week, but Democrats are not giving up. So here's what's interesting to me. Robert Mueller stacks his group with Democrats. He himself is a pal of James Comey and Barack Obama, effectively a Democrat. I don't care what they say about Mueller. He is a leftist. He's a swamp rat. The Democrats want him to testify. He's not testifying. Where's the clamor? Where's the, we will subpoena you, we will make you, we will drag you in here by your short hairs, we will make you testify. There is nothing. Where is it? That's what you should be asking yourself. The picture's moving, folks, before your eyes, and it's not even subtle. You ever played hide and seek with a kid? And you're looking around a room, and they're behind the sofa or something, and you see them moving. Well, that's what's going on here. It's pretty easy to spot the Democrats. Pretty easy to spot the strategy. We should be clamoring for Mueller to testify, not relying on the Democrats. I say give them what they want because it's never what they want.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.